Welcome back to Lounge with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And it's been a while since we've done podcasts. We usually do it every other week, but we had a bit of a mental return to school, didn't we?
Yeah, it was very bizarre because we returned to school and I went into the test centre. So I was permanently over there. So any lessons or any of the library being open wasn't happening for 2 weeks, I think
wasn't it? Yeah.
I didn't come back into the library until, I think it was the 18th of March.
Which was before we broke up for Easter.
Yeah, so basically I've been PPE'd up and sitting in the test centre testing those students. I have been doing a little bit of talking library with them though, because I kept telling them about World Book Day and the fact that we'd got the quiz to do and, what they read. Some of them would tell me what they're reading and stuff like that, and it was...
Sometimes it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, you're like, library.
Yeah, I just go now. Just before you go, you know that there's a World Book Day quiz and you can do that and how to access it. And they do look at me a bit gone out, actually, I think.
Was that intense?
With the testing. Yeah, it was kind of bizarre because we were working with quite a lot of the other support staff. So there was quite a lot of camaraderie and you actually got to know the other people in the support staff team a lot better. So it was really quite, in a way, quite nice. And it was a team effort and you knew that you were doing something good for the school and you were doing something good for the students and it was important. So you just had to get on with it.
You also got lunch.
Yes, got lunch.
Which... I mean, I missed out on this support team, camaraderie.
Because what were you doing?
Free lunch, all of the stuff I was meant to get. I was meant to be there, but before we got back to school, the school got cyber attacked pretty badly, actually. And I was pulled onto the solo IT team to help our IT guy.
That's because you're so good with IT, you see, isn't it? One of your many talents.
I don't think I am, you know. But, so I was helping out with that and I ended up working weekends and really long hours just to get the school up and running. So we were both kind of torn in different directions.
Yeah, I did miss you.
I know. Mm. I didn't even know if I was coming or going. I was mainly just staying at school.
I wasn't even sure if you were going to be back with me after Easter, which
I didn't either.
I said I wanted you back because we've got some important stuff going on soon. So, yeah, so it was a very bizarre start to the school, really.
It was, because, you know, we were in lockdown for so long doing our jobs from home and then as soon as we're back and you're like, yes, can get back into normality, it's like, no, you're doing a different job and you're doing a different job.
And look, what's new for us in the library is we're now inviting year eights in for reading lessons, so we now have year seven and year eight alternating weeks, which is great, but they've got out of the habit of making sure they've got a book in their bag all the time, and it's re-educating that. And
well, it's kind of horrible really, because the last time we saw year eight was when they were in year seven.
Yeah,
and it was last year.
Yes,
and they'd only been at the school themselves for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see them for like the remaining 4 months of the term.
Yeah, and then they'll go into year nine.
I don't know. It's just really horrible.
Well, you don't know them, do you?
Usually at this point, you've built such a rapport.
Yeah, and you've had lots of events and you've invited them in for things and you've done all sorts of stuff. And that's just not been the case. And it's really sad.
It is.
It's really sad.
Because that's one of the perks of this job is, you know, watching students grow into the people they're going to be.
Yeah.
From year 7 to year 11. But yeah. I feel like we've just had a huge, like, gap where we've lost a couple of year groups.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with you. Mm. It's been quite hard work. But we are back in the flow. And it's good to be doing the podcast again. Because, I'm sure you've all missed us.
So, enjoy the rant that we've just had for like 5 minutes and the sadness. You know, it is Stress Awareness Week soon. So,
yes.
Everything we've just said feeds into that.
Yeah. Which we did do a podcast with a mindfulness coach. If you have a look back over our episode, you can find that.
I think her name was Sally Davis,
I think. In a couple of weeks, we've got reading week coming up. So, we've got a quite a busy week coming up. So, we're sort of pushing and promoting. And because the kids can only come in certain days of the week, it's important that they're getting organised now, because otherwise it'll be crazy in reading week.
It will be crazy. It's difficult because you've obviously had this 4-year plan.
Yeah.
And we're so close to the end of this 4-year plan where year 7 to year 10 will be participating in reading week. But because we've had this knock, it's kind of like now we can't get in touch with the year 9s as easily as we could before, and we don't know how much they'll be involved. And
yeah, well, we lost those few months with the year 8s moving, transitioning into year 9. So you and lost that relationship.
Them not being able to come in.
Yeah.
During like regular hours.
Yeah, so that's going to be tough with the year 9s, because the year 8s we're you know, seeing and communicating with, aren't we? So I'm relying on the tutors and the teachers to help us push the reading week for year 9, because they will be doing it too.
Let us know how it's going on in your libraries. I'm sure you're all under the same kind of stresses, maybe cyber attack permitting. Probably don't have those issues to contend with, just having no data or anything to work with. But books. We always have books to read.
Yeah, we have got some good books. So the first book I'm going to talk about is Little Bits of Sky by S.E. Durant. This book I wept at. I wept. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with tears of kind of happiness, but also a bit of sadness as well. This is a book about two children called Ira and Zach. It's set in the late 80s, and what features through the book is the poll tax riots that happened in London, in Trafalgar Square. But Ira and Zach, they live in a children's home, so they haven't got any parents. And the only thing they know of their mum is the fact that they have a photograph of them with a black dog. So that's the only thing they have of their past. And Ira finds this letter under her bed, and it's written by a child that used to be in the children's home as well. And she kind of uses her as a little bit of an imaginary friend. However, there's a little twist in there. I kind of worked it out halfway through when it kind of got mentioned, but there's a little twist.
She's real. No, she's the imaginary friend.
No, I'm not going to. There's just a bit of a twist to who this person is. But I kind of worked it out.
Or did I just figure it out?
No. And anyway.
I think I did.
They obviously would love to be able to find some, you know, somebody to look after them and be the new mum or dad or whatever. And they get to go and stay in the country with this lady called Martha, and she looks after them. And it's pretty, you know, hectic to begin with, and, you know, quite hard work. And she's sort of a teacher. She used to be a teacher, so she's kind of a little bit set in her ways. And they start building a relationship, and I'm not going to say any more about that. And they get a dog. Something happens there as well, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil it. But it is a fabulous story, and it's beautifully written. And I look at some really nice illustrations in the book.
Oh, it's hedgehogs.
All sorts of things, and it's just really, really well written.
Well, I was a bit naughty over the Easter because it was near my birthday. I got given quite a few books that weren't teen or YA, so I was reading them. So I read The Thief on the Winged Horse by Kate Mascarenhas, who wrote The Psychology of Time Travel. And I just love her books because they're usually a female cast, like they're an all-female cast, and she just sets them in weird kind of places. And this one were about dolls that could have feelings, and it's very, very strange.
Oh.
But it was good, but not as good as their other one.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Then I read The Devil and the Dark Water by Stuart Turton, who wrote The Seven Deaths of Evelyn Hardcastle. And this was kind of like Sherlock Holmes on a boat, but the guy that is kind of like Sherlock Holmes is locked away and isn't in the mystery for the whole book. Okay. So it's like this guy trying to solve it without like the best detective helping them. But the ending for me was a bit like,
Yeah.
But his other book, the ending was a bit, like, questionable. He just builds them up so much that the endings never quite live up to the hype that he's built. But, they were both very good books.
Oh, that's good. The other one I read, which I really liked, was The Haunting of Eveline Jones by Phil Hicks. And this was really good. It's a horror story. It's quite scary, actually. And it's about a girl called Eveline who goes to stay with her aunt. And she loves horror stories. And she goes to buy this book in this little bookshop. And she discovers in this book that the last story has been scribbled out. Yeah. And it's about something that happened to a woman in that town. Mm-hmm. And the book has somebody's name in it, and she discovers that that girl lived in the house that she is living in with her aunt. And then the haunting starts.
Oh, so is the book haunted?
Wow. There's a bit of a story behind the girl who had her name on the book. She disappeared, and she wrote a diary, and the bookshop had that diary as well.
Why?
And so
that's
Eveline,
weird.
Yeah, Eveline ended up reading the diary of this girl, and yeah, it's very good.
Why would a bookshop have a girl's diary that went
because
missing?
Because the people, a box of books which had the book that the girl had scribbled out, been taken to the bookshop because it was a bit of a second-hand bookshop,
and they just had
and it had her diary in it.
I see. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Actually, that's really weird.
Yeah, no, because it ended up being in this box of books that had ended up being at this bookshop. And they'd put out the book because it was all about myths and stories around that area. And then he'd gone looking, you know, oh, we had some other books from that, and they found the diary. Yeah.
Sounds like a good horror.
And the story grows from there. The only thing I wasn't quite sure about is the cover. The cover doesn't do the book justice.
No, I have seen the cover of that book, and it's
I feel like the book is actually, it was quite scary. Some bits were pretty scary, and I really liked it. And I don't know, the cover doesn't do the book justice, I don't think. Sorry.
Sorry to the illustrator, but bad job.
yeah. So that's that book, but I love the story. And then the other one, Look Both Ways by Jason Reynolds, which I've read, which we've both read and we both love, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the Book Trust panel, and despite him also having a book go forward on the Book Trust panel last year, which was Ghost, I fought for this one because I was just like, I've never read a book which is about short stories that are so poignant and you feel for each character. Because usually in short stories, I feel like you can't get into them because they're so short,
but they're all kind of linked a little bit because the characters are mentioned in other stories, aren't they, from the other stories.
They always talk about this bus falling from the sky, and that's never explained.
No, it's
and I'm just like, even now I go, why? Never explained. But I used to actually have a dream when I was a kid.
What about a bus falling
about
from the sky?
A yellow bus falling from the sky.
Ooh.
And that's it would be spooky. One of those dreams, you know, when the bus hits the ground, you'd wake up.
Yeah.
Every time. So when I was reading this, I was like, wow.
Yeah. But my favourite one was actually the first story because the ice cream and I'll say no more. Ice cream with sprinkles.
It was very sad, that one. Yeah. All of them were kind of sad.
They were.
Which is why we also hate this cover.
I don't like the cover because the cover makes the book look like it's funny. And it's not funny. And twee. Those stories are quite dark and
hard hitting.
Yeah, hard hitting, and I'm a little bit disappointed with the cover as well
because it does make it look. I mean, the cover is kind of like the same one as Ghost. It looks like very cartoony, and it's like, no, there's actually really deep issues in these books.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, I'm not keen on that cover either.
That is quite representative of the book. I love that, though,
because very depressing.
I suppose so.
We're talking about Little Bits of Sky, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe we're a bit disappointed with our covers this week.
Yeah.
But the stories are all great.
I think they always say don't judge a book by its cover, but when the covers are so drastically different to what the story is inside, it can be disappointing.
Yeah.
So that's it for this week. We will be back, hopefully. Cyber attacks not happening.
Yeah.
No more testing. We'll be back with you in another week.
Yeah.
So we'll see you then. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.